Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and Lord our God, we thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the victories over the night. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings and the benefits attached to life. Heavenly Father, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, this morning we come before the throne of grace. Having nothing to hide, we confess our sins and iniquities before you, Lord, that please have mercy, forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of atonement, the blood of Jesus, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood, Lord, cleanse our spirit, soul, and body and make us whole from every filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of sins and iniquities in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, we apply for grace and capacity to please you in all our endeavors this very day. Therefore, we ask that you lead us, you guide us, you order our steps, you direct our paths. You keep us away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. Please bless and prosper every of our good undertakings this very day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, we have prayed. Amen, 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 fire. God bless you. Good morning once again. Please kindly join me in the book of Romans chapter number 8. As I read from verse 11 through to verse 16, then I will jump to verse 26 and 27. Yes, Romans chapter 8, verse 11 to verse 16, then verse 26 and 27 will come after. By God's special grace, I am reading from the New King James Version of the Bible this morning. So God bless you as you follow the readings. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Verse 16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, he who searcheth the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is episode 7 of Conditions for Answered Prayers. Conditions for Answered Prayer.
by God's special grace, from the day one, I've been using the divination that was described by John Boyan, the man who was in prison at that very point in time. He said prayer can be best described as a sincere, sensible, and affectionate pouring out of the heart or soul to God through Christ in the strength and assistance of the Holy Spirit. In the strength and assistance of the Holy Spirit. I repeat, in the strength and assistance of the Holy Spirit, for such things as God has promised according to the word, for the good of the church, with submission in faith to the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I've told you that I will be, repeating this divination over and over all through all the episodes until these episodes comes to an end. This series, rather, until this series comes to an end. So this is how I will be repeating it, because we are also taking some of our points from inside this divination. And by God's special grace, we have treated 6 good points. The number one point we treated was to be registered in the family of God. You must get born again, because the only channel you can pray through and God will listen is Christ. So unless you get born again, your prayers might not be answered. That is the truth. So you are given the channel to pray through, which is the name, for God has given him a name that is above every other name. Yes, that by the mentioning the name Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess that Jesus is the Lord. In the Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 4, verse 12, the Bible says there is no any other name given to men under the heaven through which any man can be saved, except the name of Jesus, no any other name anywhere. It is the name of Jesus alone that can save you from destruction, that can save you from everlasting perdition. And that is the name you can pray through. That name is the most powerful name, both in heavens and on earth, down to the heart of the sea, the bottom of the sea. That is the name that is capable of making things happen. That is the name you can call anytime, and things will happen from invisible world to the visible, and from the visible world to invisible again. So it works vice versa. There is no restriction. There is nowhere that name doesn't work. It works everywhere. So get registered in the family of God. Then number two, that we treated contrition. Contrition, that you are not to be boastful before God. And you are not, the Bible says, the contrite heart and the broken spirit, God will never despise. Contrite heart, brokenness. You don't come with all arrogancy before God. You don't come boasting of your wicked ways before God. No, you humble yourself before him. You see yourself as nothing before him, no matter the height you have attained. Yes, when it comes to God, when it comes to God, the unseen God, you must definitely reduce yourself to nothing before him, then so that he can exalt you to be something. When you make yourself nothing before him, he will exalt you to be something, to be somebody on earth that people will sought out for. Then another point we treated was doers. That is number three. Be the doers of the word. Don't just be the hearer or the reader of the word of God alone. Allow the word to shape in your life, to bring out the best of God from you. Yes, it is only the word of God that is capable to cut off all our excesses. So you must allow the word to rule your day-to-day activities. Like today, many of us, we only want God. We want Jesus to be our Savior, but we don't want him to be our Lord. We don't want him to lord it over us. Yes, there are some aspects we don't want him to be the one that will moderate or that we control it. Yes, we want to do what we want, yet we still want him. It is impossible. So allow the word of God in your life, in your heart, to rule over your heart at all times. Then, apart from doers of the word, we talk about coming before him wholeheartedly, wholeheartedness. We talk about wholeheartedness. You seek God with all your heart. With all your heart, you come with the whole of your heart, with a perfect heart, that is a loyal heart, a heart that is loyal and willing to serve God at all times. Then another point there is the heart that is full of love, a heart that is capable of love, that loves God. God himself is love. And then anyone that will come praying to him and want to receive answer must be filled with the love of God. We have enjoyed the love of God. The Bible says, why we were yet wicked, why we were yet sinners, why we were yet wayward, the Christ came to die for us. He sent his son to die for us. Why? Because he loved us first. Not that because we love him. He was not just reciprocating our love by sending Christ to us. No, he loved us first without us loving him. So we are to reciprocate that love by loving him back for loving us first. Can you see? So that is it. When you pray, you must pray from the heart that is full of love. Your prayer must be full of love. Don't pray with hatred in your heart. Don't pray with malice in your heart. Don't pray with grudges, with animosities in your heart. Don't pray with hatred in your heart. Pray from the heart that is full of love. Then you will see your prayers being speedily answered. That is God for you and I. And the number six that we treated yesterday was forgiving attitude. Forgiving attitude or forgiving spirit. You need to inculcate forgiving attitude. See, God has created. Jesus himself said, the things of offense cannot do but come. It must surely come. So we are, God created us that dependence. We depend on each other. There is no any man that is independent on earth. God did not create any man that is to be isolated, that is to be depend on himself alone. No, the Bible says it is not good. Isolation, living alone, is one thing that is the first thing that was found in the Bible that was not good, was staying alone without a companion, without relationship. Says it is not good for the man to be alone, meaning that we are created, we are wired to relate with each other. We depend on each other. Where you are weak, the Bible even says two are better than one. So that you are not to be on your own alone. And when you are not on your own, trust me, we are bound to offend each other, because we are not the same. We are not the same. Even though all of us are born by the same mother, even though the twins, that identical twins or triplets, that comes from the same father, the same mother, their characters are not the same. Their characters are not the same. So each and every one of us, we are unique in our own ways. So we are bound to offend each others. That is it. You must learn how to forgive. I must learn how to forgive. It's a must. It's a command that God has given to us. There is nothing we can do about that. It's a command. While we read a lot of places yesterday, but by the time we are reading in that Matthew chapter number 6, where Jesus was teaching the disciples that if you want to pray, this is how to pray. By the time you get to verse 14 and 15, the Bible says, you must forgive. If you don't forgive people their sins, God will not forgive you yours. He also said the same thing in that Mark 11. If you don't forgive people their sins, he will not forgive you your own. That is the truth. And when you are reading Psalm 130, verse 3 and 4, the Bible says, if God should mark iniquity, who can stand before him? If God should mark iniquity, that is to say, if God refused to pardon you and I, our own sin, we don't qualify of existing. That is it. If not for him forgiving, the Bible says, but for him to be feared, forgiveness is with him. That is the reason why God is to be feared. He forgives us despite all the evils we are committing. He forgives. He overlooks at all times. So also, we also have to overlook people's sin. This morning, number 7 is the assistance. Praying with the assistance of Holy Spirit. According to that, our definition, praying through the strength and the assistance of Holy Spirit. You look at our anchor scripture. Verse 11 made it clear. If the spirit of him that raised Christ is in you, that spirit is capable to quicken our mortal body. That spirit is capable to connect us whenever we want to pray. You see, I'm a student in the school of prayer by God's grace. So I've prayed in the flesh. I know how tedious it is to pray in the flesh. And by the time you switch and the spirit take over, by the time you know how to pray and the spirit starts taking over, prayer is sweet. That is the issue. When the spirit is leading, the prayer will be coming, will be flowing. The outflow, that the way it will be flowing, you will be surprised. Then you know, this is not me. You will know it. This is not me praying again. But when it is you praying at all times, you struggle. So we need to pray. If you want result, you must pray with the help of Holy Spirit. Why? Because if you are all the time on your own, you will be praying amiss. You will be praying wrong prayers. That is the issue. You will be doing what? You will be praying wrong prayers. Verse 26, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. But the authorized King James Version say, our infirmity. Our infirmity. You know what infirmity is. Yeah? We have infirmity. We have weaknesses. We have limitations. There are levels to which we can strive with our natural strength. That are to the extent we can go by ourselves alone, by our own strength alone, because by strength shall no man prevail. That is it. No man can prevail by his or her own strength. So the Spirit helps us in the time of our weaknesses or our infirmity. For what? For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought to. Can you see? You see something? We do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercessions for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Now, he who searches the heart know what the mind of the Spirit is. Can you see? It takes the Spirit to know what the mind of the Spirit is. It takes Holy Spirit to help us. If you are always praying in the flesh, forget it. Don't expect any answer. Because you are praying wrong prayer. No wonder. We might still get there when we are talking about the motive behind prayers. Can you see? The Bible says in the book of James, they pray but they receive nothing because of what? They pray amiss. Every canal, if you pray, if you approach the throne of grace carnally, you will pray amiss. You can't pray. You see, many times I enter into the place of prayer not knowing what to pray. But I would not get there, switch. Immediately I switch, maybe thanking God. Then from there, you know, you cannot thank God amiss. No, you cannot thank God amiss. By the time you started thanking God and you throw yourself to the hands of the Spirit, He takes it over there. Maybe you start speaking in tongues from there, then prayer points will be coming. Those who are to pray for, God can be showing you things about far away Europe, far away America, far away UK. He can be showing you things in another remote Africa village, and you have to pray. That is it. We don't know what to pray because we don't know. As I am here now, I don't know what is happening outside this room. I don't know what is happening in front of the house. But the Spirit can see that place. The Spirit can see that somebody is being endangered, that pray for so-so person. By the time we switch to the hand of the Spirit, then it begins to navigate. Oh, no wonder. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33:3, call upon me, I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things you yet to know. Can you see? It is through Spirit we see things we yet to know, things that is not sensitive, that is not sensible to the natural senses of man. Oh, let's see something like that. In the book of 1 Corinthians, let's see, 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. The Bible is talking, let's just go straight to verse 9, from verse 9, yes. Let's go to verse 9. The Bible says, but as it is written, eyes has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Can you see something? Eyes have not seen it. It has not been entered to any man's ear, neither has he dropped into the heart of any man. What God is keeping. Now relate this verse with that Jeremiah. Call upon me, I will show you great and mighty things. Can you see? Which you are yet to know. It is in the course of praying through Spirit. Now, see verse 10. See what verse 10 is saying in this place. Verse 10 says, but God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Hallelujah. Can you see? It takes the Spirit to not know one that the Bible says, let this mind be in you as it is. As it is in Christ, in Philippians. Can you see? So, the Spirit searched. I love this verse 10. Let me take it again. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. For verse 11. For what man know the things of a man except the Spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no man knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Can you see? No man knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit of who? But the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Can you see? That you and I may know the things that God Himself has given us freely. 13. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Can you see? Only the Spirit can do this for us. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Can you see? They are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judge all things. Yet he himself is rightly judged by no one.
Can you see something?
It takes the Spirit of God to know what the mind, what is in the mind of God, what God wants you to pray. It takes through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit. It is Holy Spirit that will grant us access to the throne of grace. It is Holy Spirit that will grant us access to the mysteries of God that will be unfolding, the mysteries that is in the heart of God. It is the Holy Spirit that knows the, is one of his children that is in danger and wants you to pray about. It is the Holy Spirit that knows somebody that is sick and want you to pray about that person, for him to receive healing, and he can bring somebody, some family, impress of family on your heart as you are praying, flowing. It just dawned on you that no, you have to say something. Then you started speaking in tongue on behalf of that family, just maybe for 2 minutes, maybe 1 minute, maybe 10, maybe 20, maybe 30. Before you know it, things will happen. We know not what we ought to what to pray as we ought to. We know not. So we are to pray. If we want to pray in result-oriented prayers, we must pray through the assistance, the help, the strength and the help of the Holy Spirit. The strength and the assistance of the Holy Spirit, as this patriarch John Bunyan have said in his description of prayer. So we are to pray with the strength, with the strength and the assistance of Holy Spirit. So if you have been praying, and nothing has been happening, check up yourself. Am I praying for my carnal knowledge? Or I am praying for the Spirit of Christ that lives in me? Is the prayer point come from the Spirit? Yes. Does it come? You see, sometimes your body, you don't even want to pray, but the Spirit wants you to pray. You just see that you are restless, and your spirit is switching to prayer, but you don't know what to pray. Then just yield. You just yield up. You can take a worship song. Before you know it, the Spirit will pick it from there. He will give you what to pray. He will help you to pray through it. If he doesn't want you to pray more than 1 minute, 10 minutes or 15 minutes, by the time you pray and you say, okay, I have strength now, I want to go 3 hours. Before you know it, when he's done with what you want to be done with, the utterances will go. What is coming from you will go. If you continue, you will just be saying your own at that very time. That is it. So, and if you want to pray for 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, and you just pray for 30 minutes and you want to stop, you won't be able to stop. He know how to keep you moving. That is the reason why. You see, I wanted to become better Christian. When I hear this preacher preach this, I will try to practice. Because I see that what they are preaching is biblical, it's not against the Bible. Okay, when it comes to prayer, but some people will say, "Oh, we've prayed like this hour." I want to try it to also. I want to. Yes, it's good. I've prayed hours, but it's not every day. All those preachers will not tell you that this prayer is not every day. Some of them pray it once in a week. Some of them pray such prayer once in a month. Can you see? That is the truth. I've tried to make some every day. It doesn't work like that. But when you want to pray, but prepare yourself. You can pray for 2-3 hours every day. You can pray for 2-3 hours every day. Every day. I'm telling you, with the end of this week, by the time you know it, it becomes your natural lifestyle. Because before you surrender yourself, you switch on, then and there you go. It's very sweet to pray. Very, very sweet, I must tell you. Prayer is very, very sweet. But you must yield up to the Spirit to help you pray through. God bless you. Bow down your head. Talk to God this morning. Yes, enough of carnality in my life. Holy Spirit divine, I am available. Yes, possess my life afresh. Holy Spirit, I yield up my totality to you this day. take me up. I don't want to pray from my brain any longer. I don't want to pray the prayer from my brain. I want to pray the heart of the Spirit, the heart of God. I want to know what is the secret, the code that is the heart of God. I want to unlock it through the lens of the Holy Spirit. I want to navigate the mind of God through the lens of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit divine, I yield up my spirit and my body to you this morning. I yield up to you. I yield up. Go ahead, talk to God. Holy Spirit, I yield up to you. I want to pray through you. I want your assistance to pray. I know not what to pray about. All the times, I want you to be the one navigating. I want you to be the one leading me into prayers. I don't want to pray of my own. Praying for myself, I might be selfish. Yes, I might be selfish all the times. But please help me to pray right. At all times, lead me in prayers. Help me to pray right. Lead me in prayers. Help me to pray right. Thank you, dear God. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, 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 fire. God bless you. For prayers, counseling, or testimonies, your testimonies is very paramount. Please, you can contact me through the email, johnsonjulius@thetableofgodsgrace.org. johnsonjulius@thetableofgodsgrace.org. Or through any of the numbers, +233-500-824-656. Or +233-552-482-1-487. Yes, you can reach out. The both numbers are on WhatsApp and Telegram. You can reach out through any of the platforms. God bless you. I recognize the presence of the wonderful people of God that are live and direct on Catchburst. God bless you for being there. I can't access the page to that point this morning, but I am very sure you are there live and direct. God bless you. Exploit this very day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing. God bless you.